with you again today. This coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. And this morning in my prayer time, I was reading this classic scripture about Pentecost, and the Lord just reminded me of something so significant. So I'm going to just read this to you, very familiar, from Acts chapter 1. This is verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest parts of the earth. Such a simple verse, but it's really, really profound. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the word power there is really the Greek word ability, but used in this context throughout the New Testament, it's referencing the supernatural ability of God. So you will receive the supernatural ability of God when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Now notice what he says, what has to come first. That before you can be an authentic witness, there has to be the Holy Spirit coming upon you and filling you, so that the supernatural ability of Jesus is released in you by the Holy Spirit. Because only then can you give an authentic witness of who Christ is, of the risen Christ. You see, apologetics are fine, but we can't argue the world into the kingdom. It's not about discussion, though there's nothing wrong with discussion. Paul did that in Athens on Mars Hill, but as far as we know, nobody was converted. They just kept asking questions. But I've talked to many people about Jesus. But what was more important is that in their encounter with me, did I manifest the supernatural life of Jesus by my disposition, by the anointing that's just on me? There's a glory on me when Christ is living his life through me, by the opportunity to move in signs and wonders in their life. Did they experience an authentic witness of a risen Christ who is supernatural? Let me show you the scripture in John chapter 14. So let me mark my Bible here. Get my reading glasses out again. This is in John 14, the Upper Room Discourse. When he, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth. Now, Jesus is the truth. Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth. Jesus said he will take what's mine, disclose it to you, reveal it to you. So here, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to make Christ real in us, make Christ real through us, to bear witness to us all things Jesus, teach us all things Jesus, teach us how to live in union with Christ. When he, the Spirit of truth, will come, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness also. Here's the thing. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when you experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the initial filling, the Holy Spirit bears witness to us, in us, of the reality and the ability of the risen Christ that we're in union with. My spiritual father used to say, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is your immersion into the life, nature, and power of Jesus being released in your life. And so the Holy Spirit bearing witness of the risen Christ in us, and then we're able to bear witness of Christ to others. Only when the Holy Spirit comes upon you are you then qualified to go bear witness of him. Because if we aren't moving in the supernatural ability of Jesus being lived out in us, conquering the reign of sin, being lived out through us, conquering the oppression of the enemy in the lives of others, if we're not experiencing that supernatural life, then our witness will just be language. It won't carry an authenticity about it. Jesus even told them, he says, you wait here until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In Acts 1, as if he's saying, no matter how tempted you might be to go out and talk about me and bear witness in me, in light of the fact that you know I'm risen, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go tell people about me until you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you can go and bear witness of me. Not just speak about me, you will actually not just represent me, but represent me. When you communicate with people, when you are with them, you will represent me as I'm manifested through your life. But it requires the power of the Holy Spirit happening in your life first, being released. So again, this Sunday is Pentecost. Many of you who are viewing this, maybe all of you have already been filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know that as a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. You have to, or you wouldn't be a Christian. But have you experienced the immersion in the Holy Spirit that immerses you into the nature, the life, and the power of Jesus? Has the reality of the supernatural life of Jesus in you and through you been released and realized? John Wimber used to say is that when you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, that which you already have becomes actualized. It becomes experienced. That's what being filled with the Spirit happens. And so if you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, my prayer for you is that you'll simply ask the Lord to do that, and he will do it. Jesus will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. If you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit before, have a fresh Pentecost. In the book of Acts, 5 times it references Peter being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the last 4 times it says the languages and immediately filled with the Holy Spirit, he did a certain thing. In other words, it was just fresh infusion. Not, you don't get more of the Holy Spirit, but just a fresh outflowing of the Spirit in gushes. Sometimes as Spirit-filled people, we'll have gushers coming forth. The Spirit of God, like rivers of living water flowing out of our innermost being. So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when you're baptized in the Spirit, it's not nearly so much that it's something from the outside coming on as it is from the inside moving up. And the language in the book of Acts, when it says the Holy Spirit's come upon you, sometimes it uses the term you were filled with. It's that when you're immersed in the Spirit, it's kind of like a sponge being dipped in water. It's in the sponge, it's on the sponge, it's surrounding the sponge immersed. And so if you are already filled with the Holy Spirit, but you really need a fresh gusher, you need a fresh outflow to come forth from within you, ask the Lord to prepare your hearts, whatever it might be, to prepare your heart for there to be a fresh filling up from within of the Holy Spirit in your life. Because it's not so much as the church that we need a new outpouring. We need a new outflowing, a new outflowing of the Spirit. And maybe that's where you're at. You need a fresh outflowing of the Holy Spirit. Maybe as a Christian, you've never experienced that immersing experience, that immersion, that baptism. Well, if that's true about you, matter of fact, let me pray for you right now. Lord, there are some who may be watching this who have never experienced baptism of the Holy Spirit. They have the Holy Spirit, they're aware of his presence, but they haven't experienced the supernatural power and supernatural conscious presence of Jesus Christ in being released in them and then through them. Lord, I pray right now that you would fill them with your Spirit. You would baptize them in your Holy Spirit, and that the gifts of the Spirit, the signs, the supernatural signs of the grace of Jesus in them being released would begin to come forth from them in amazing signs and wonders. Okay? All righty. Well, I trust you have a great rest of the day, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. God bless you.